September 16. The God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, Exodus 3:6. In Isaac we have the symbol of resurrection. The power of resurrection is for all those who obey the Lord. That power works in a threefold way. First of all, we become righteous by the power of resurrection, Romans 4:25. Secondly, by the power of resurrection we conquer all our earthly trials and temptations, Philippians 3:10-14. Whatever may be our trials and temptations, weaknesses and shortcomings, we can say by faith, O Lord, in myself I am weak and helpless, having so many failures. Will you kindly pour in me your power of resurrection and make me an overcomer? I depend upon you. That is the second way in which the power of resurrection works in us. Thirdly, by that power one day we will be given immortal bodies, Romans 8:11. When the Lord Jesus Christ will come back again, by the efficacy of the precious blood and by the power of resurrection we will be given immortal, glorified, heavenly bodies. The third name is the God of Jacob. When God first met Jacob, he was full of fear. He was fully transformed after going through many years of severe trials. Then he became Israel, that is, God's prince, Genesis 32, 26-29. Then the God of Jacob became the God of Israel. God has given us a high heavenly calling in the Lord Jesus Christ to be kings, but very few believers enjoy it in experience. Many believers live as beggars rather than living as kings. Instead of having faith, they are full of fear, doubts and anxiety. Now upon the earth we are prepared for our kingship. Those who are washed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will sing the same song as we read in Revelation 5:9-10. One day we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ as heavenly kings, as co-workers forever and ever. Thus if we believe from the heart that my Lord, my Savior and my Redeemer, has redeemed by his precious blood to be his king to reign with him, first upon the earth and then in the new creation forever, then we can thank him for every trial in our lives. Our trials give us the training for our position in heaven as heavenly kings. Thus we can overcome every trial, every difficulty, and every hardship in our lives. In Exodus 3:12, 14 the Lord called himself by another name, I am that I am. The meaning of that name is, the Lord will never change. What he said, he will do. What he has desired and declared, he will fulfill, Numbers 23:19. In the case of Moses, God proved his faithfulness and fulfilled his promises. In the same way we too need not depend upon our own courage or qualification, but claim God's promises day by day and prove his faithfulness. God prepared Moses for the very hard task of bringing God's people out of bondage, by revealing his four names to him. We are also being prepared in the same way for an effective ministry. Believe in him as the God of Abraham and be his friend, sharing all your problems with him. Know his as the God of Isaac, and claim from him the power of resurrection for all your needs. As the God of Jacob, let him prepare you for the high position of becoming his kings by your earthly trials. Finally, know that the I am that I am, the living God, the faithful God, will always keep his promises. Whatever he has said in his word, he must fulfill it. By experiencing all that, you will become unto him more useful and more fruitful.